When I was just a small boy, I heard the legend of the dove. Like all the other animals, Hashem created it with love. But the dove was extra special, for it was so pure and white. Hashem sent it to the forest to turn the darkness into light. But all the animals were jealous, and their hatred grew so strong. They plotted ways to rid themselves of the dove and his sweet songs. First the tiger, then the jackal, then the bear, and then the snake. When they'd attack, the dove would run, and the dove barely escaped. So the dove turned to Hashem, tears streaming down his cheeks. I feel that I am all alone, with no one close to me. But then from under Hashem's throne, where he stores his precious things, he gave the dove a special gift. He gave the dove his wings. And he said, higher and higher, higher than the sky. Forest with confidence and pride, he'd never have to run again, and he'd never have to hide. He would always be protected, and now that he had wings, he would sit up in a treetop, and the world would hear him sing. But all the animals were furious when they saw the dove's new wings. It was if Hashem was telling them that the dove would be their king. So they pounced upon the dove, and he could barely fly. They left him torn and wounded, they left him there to die. And he cried, it isn't fair. These precious wings you gave to me that I always have to wear. They are so very heavy, much more than I can bear. Please take me from the forest, I cannot make it there. Child, please understand. Now I have given you your wings. Your destiny is in your hands. If you use your wings for flying, they'll never weigh you down. And you'll fly up so much higher than those who live upon the ground. And you'll go higher and higher, higher than the sky. Higher and higher, that's as high as you can fly. You'll fly up to the heavens, even higher than you dream. Higher and higher, you'll fly so close to me. The dove returned back to the forest, and now the others lay in wait. They'd attack the dove in unison, and this time death would be his fate. But the dove was so determined, and he began to fly. And like Hashem had promised him, he soared up towards the sky. And he went higher and higher, higher than the sky. Higher and higher, that's as high as you can fly. You fly up to the heavens, even higher than you dream. Higher and higher, you fly so close to me. Oh,
higher and higher, higher than the sky. Higher and higher, that's as high as you can fly. You'll fly up to the heavens, even higher than you dream. Higher and higher, you'll fly so close to me.
Our story has concluded, but friends, there's one more thing. The little dove, that's you and me, in the Torah.